charge your monthly access fee, you're lobbying Congress to let us put speed limits on websites where the fastest speed is reserved for who can pay the biggest price. Like a wide age of lane for money and power, leaving the mom and pop sites stuck in rush hour. Ain't a chance, you can't spin like them big boys. This is progress, but yo, I keep hearing this pig noise. See, it's more than just an average scam. They got the juice to manufacture an online traffic jam. Not only can they crush competition, they can crush dissent. The best democracy the money can rent. When they help us, our society relies on information rationing. Speed is a fraction of care to a patient. When they decide it's how and who you get access to, it's game over. The promise of the internet is through. Hands off the internet, hands off the internet. Let's cut the invisible hands off the internet. Let me hear you sing net neutrality if you believe the internet should be common. Telecom demons, to be truly neutral, we gotta expand the definition. It ain't just who we pay, but who gives us permission. Search engines, social networks, media aggregators, those we deem online are benevolent dictators. Who filter your searches and feeds are what you want, what you read. They give you what they think you want, but not what you need. It's like we children and pay the adults. How can you and I do the same search for different results? And yo, I get it's convenient, that's okay when it's trivial, but our purpose can be the formula to filter the political that only reinforces our current ideological vision with no counter info to help us make it. They want us to see it at all, but to stop them from gatekeeping if we make their call. When it comes to news and important information, do you really want to give more control to corporations? Patriot Act mentality, thought police brutality. Again, it's not if they would do it, it's about the legality. And this is serious.